Blog Talk Radio.
Think back to when you started your business. You had a dream. You had boundless passion. You wanted to create something different. There was a problem, and you were going to solve it. Being an independent retailer is rewarding, but challenging, and there's a lot more to it than you ever imagined. Well, Lightspeed is here to help. With 45,000 customers around the world, we've helped countless entrepreneurs nail the business side of retail so they can spend time doing what they're passionate about. Join us for a six-week speaker series featuring a curated panel of experts that will answer some of retail's toughest questions and give you the edge you need to stay competitive. You have a passion, and we have a passion for technology inspired by you. Visit lightspeedhq.com/speaker-series to learn more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Todd Hopkins, the Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services franchise opportunity. And Office Pride is a fast-growing franchise in the $78 billion commercial cleaning industry. And we're going to talk to Todd about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat franchise opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat franchise opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Todd Hopkins of the Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services franchise opportunity. And Office Pride is a fast-growing franchise in the $78 billion commercial cleaning industry. Hi, Todd, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Oh, this is my pleasure, Todd. It's great to have you on the show. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Todd?
I am in beautiful Palm Harbor, Florida, where our corporate headquarters is.
That's terrific. How's the weather down there this morning, Todd?
It's perfect. We're probably pushing 90 degrees and sunshine, cool breeze. Can't ask for more.
That's fantastic. You know, in studying your history, I mean, it's really quite amazing. I mean, you really have a 25-year history. I thought we can kind of like go back to the beginning, Todd, because 25 years is a long time. And, you know, we've been doing this show 10 years, and, you know, we haven't had a lot of franchises that hit that milestone of 25 years. And it's always a magic number, isn't it?
Well, it is. They say once you reach 20, you're a mature system, there's no doubt we're always mature, and I feel like we never get mature, but it's been 25 years. I jokingly tell people I started when I was 8 years old.
That's fantastic. That's great. How did the whole thing start off, Todd? I mean, how did you know, if you go back to the beginning, how did you get this whole thing off the ground?
Well, even as a kid, I was an entrepreneur. I always had some type of business. And then in college, and eventually while I was at Butler University doing my MBA, I just really started working on what is my real business going to be. And my first love was franchising. I mean, I'm fascinated with it. I always wanted to have something with multiple locations, but I loved the franchise model because you're helping people start a business and they're helping you grow your brand. So it's a win-win. And then I just discovered the janitorial industry because, one, it's a low-cost industry to start, and I didn't have any money, so you know, I had to find something that I could build a model that others would want to duplicate. And so it really started, Marty, as a research project at Butler University. My last class was an independent research project on how to franchise in the janitorial industry. So I got class credit and started the business all at the same time.
Yeah, I love stories like that, Todd. I teach for Kaplan University, which actually our headquarters is really in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, you know, and when I hear stories like that, I'm just so inspired. I'm going to have to share that with my students, you know, saying that, you know, their business plans can one day turn into a business, can't they?
Absolutely. You might as well make it something that's productive, right? I mean, any assignment I ever had, I tried to think, okay, how can I make this be more than just trying to get a good grade, something that'll help me in the future?
Sure, absolutely. You know, you were saying this earlier, Todd, what I love, you know, commercial cleaning is, you're right, it's a low-cost type of business opportunity to get into. How do you typically describe Office Pride commercial cleaning? I mean, if you were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and they said, so what do you guys do? It always seems to be the typical question. How do you respond to that question, Todd?
Well, I mean, we provide our basic service that the franchisees provide to their customers is routine janitorial. So we're the we're the people that come in and clean the office building, vacuum the carpet, and clean the restrooms, and empty the trash. And that's a service that's needed. And in good times and bad, somebody has to clean the buildings. And it's a also it's a big expense item for most buildings. You know, a big part of their budget, especially property managers, is the cleaning that goes on behind the scenes. And you think about the medical and the industry and all that. So it's pretty easy to share the opportunity in the industry. And then within our system, our focus is on the franchisee to help them achieve their dream. And we realize that everybody's dreams are different. And so when people start asking us about us, I try to turn it around and find out more about them and see if we have something that will fit them. And as soon as I hear their goals and kind of get some sort of an insight as to their can-do attitude, I can kind of get a better feeling as will our model help them achieve their goals. And then we start to dive in and get to know each other.
What really impressed me, Todd, you know, about, you know, your business model when I was studying it was really, you know, the core beliefs and values of Office Pride Commercial Cleaning. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that because I think it's really important.
Well, it is. I mean, we have 8 core beliefs and values. I like to call them decision filters. In fact, I was going to call them decision filters, but you know, some marketing people said, "Well, people don't understand that. You know, call them core values." But really, our core values, if we're trying to make a decision and it doesn't pass the core values, in other words, it doesn't pass that filter, then we say no. And we have core values like honor God and always do what's right, increase brand value, all the way down to accountability to commitments and persevere with a servant's attitude. So we put a lot of careful thought into those, and we haven't changed them over the years. We had seven. We added the eighth one, 2010, accountability to commitments, just because I wanted to put a greater emphasis on system-wide, let's do what we say we're going to do. And that's very attractive in this industry.
It is very attractive. You know, when I was reading, too, one of the things that stood out, you know, when I was looking at the website and some literature, Todd, is, you know, you mentioned that your franchise owners don't have to separate their faith from their professional lives. And I think that's so important in today's world. You know, when we have one son, you know, when it came time to send him to school, of course, you know, we sent him to a Christian school because that was very important to us, you know. And I think it's very important in business as well. You know, something that really impressed me about your model. I mean, we've been doing this show such a long time now, and, you know, I don't think we've had a franchise like yours, you know, that has come out and said that. And I think that's fantastic. The industry is amazing. I had no idea how big the industry is. I mean, for anyone who just kind of tuned in late, I mean, how big is the industry, Todd?
Well, you mentioned in your opening remarks a $78 billion industry, which is
that's amazing.
That's what's printed, but really, you know, it probably exceeds $100 billion.
Right.
But the print, you know, what we would publish is what's been statistically proven, but it's huge. And everywhere you turn, there's buildings that have to be cleaned. And now more than ever, Marty, companies are outsourcing their cleaning because it's so hard for them to find good help. They're needing those employees to do other things in their business, and they're just outsourcing the cleaning so they don't have to worry about it anymore. So it's really growing as much now as it ever has, and we're certainly experiencing that growth. Our franchisees are growing at a record pace, and, you know, it's been good.
That's terrific. You kind of hinted on some of them, Todd, but, I mean, what types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees? I mean, when you're sitting down and you're talking with someone, I mean, what do you look for?
Well, absolutely. We say you have to bring honesty, integrity to the table. We can't teach those things. We can teach
That's
you
true.
Everything else that you need to know to be successful in business, but you need to already be honest. You need to already have integrity. We're looking for a can-do attitude. We have so much training, and we're looking for business builders. So if we sense that they just want a part-time job or they just want to kind of have a small crew or two or three people, it's not going to give us the return on our time that we spend training them. So we're looking for business builders. Somebody wants to build something significant, and if we sense that's possible, then we're interested. And certainly the cultural fit, you know, most of our franchisees are attracted to our culture, and so that's always a beautiful thing. And you know, so we just get in a conversation and we just start talking and decide, do we think we like each other? I mean, franchise relationships almost like a marriage, you know. Once you're in, it's kind of hard to get out of it. And you know, let's spend some time, let's date a little bit, make sure we're making a good decision. We do a lot of validation on our candidates, and they do validation on us. And we just want to make sure there's no surprises. And we have been blessed with so many wonderful franchisees. It's just unbelievable. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary this year, and, you know, there will be 200 people at the banquet. And every year when I'm on the stage, I just have to pinch myself. I just stop sometimes. I think they wonder if I'm going to say something, but I'm just looking out there thinking, man, I remember it's just me. And so it's a huge blessing to be a part of it, really. And it's I give God the credit for it. You mentioned it earlier,
absolutely,
Marty. I mean, the way I view it is, you know, God created me, and He put me on this earth not just to go to church on Sundays, but to serve Him. And that's the way I see, you know, operating a faith-based business is that my goal is to honor God 7 days a week, and that would be with every part of my life, not just, you know, say Sunday.
Sure. I think that it's so important, Todd. You know, it's frustrating, you know, for me, and I think a lot of people out there sometimes is that, you know, you can't you feel like sometimes you can't mention God at the risk of offending someone, you know, and things like that, you know, and I think that's so important, you know, in entrepreneurship. You know, I know the training is very important to your new franchisees, but it sounds like, you know, just training in general is just very important to your franchisees, and it's a consistent part of the business as well, isn't it?
It is. So it's very important that we spend a lot of time training our franchisees, not just on the technical aspect of the business
right.
and delivering what they promise to their customers, but also how to be a business owner and how to
right.
succeed. And so we spend as much or more time teaching our franchisees how to be successful, strategic business owners as we do the technical side of the business. Because, you know, what usually puts people out of business is they make mistakes on the business side, not
right.
normally on their service side or whatever it is that they're good at. So we spend a lot of time there, and then foundationally we start to think alike in terms of what's important and how to respond to customers and pay your bills on time and all these kind
yeah.
of things. So, and then the importance of planning and defining your vision. You know, I think a
right.
vision is a dream that's been defined and communicated. So we can't help them achieve their dream if we're not clear what it is. So we have franchise vision plan. We have comprehensive training. And then we teach them to train their people well. Our industry is notorious for just kind of skipping training a lot of times on the
right.
front end. And, you know, I've heard people in the past, and we're involved in industry events, say, well, I don't want to spend so much time training them just to have them quit. And
sure.
And then, you know, what we say is, well, I'd rather train them and have them leave than not train them and have them stay.
Yeah, I think I was watching some of the great videos on your website too, Todd, you know, and I recall, you know, one of, I'm not sure it was a franchisee or someone part of the franchise team saying, you know, you really could teach anyone to clean, can't you? You know, but it's the business part of it that is the challenging aspect. You know, there's probably some people out there that say, well, you know, I could just do this on my own. And, you know, when it comes to your business, you can't, can you? I mean, there's a lot, the business aspect is very important, isn't it?
It is. So say, you know, you have the cleaning side of it. Well, you can teach somebody how to clean, but our franchisees are taught how do you execute cleaning in 200 buildings at the same time. I mean, in other
sure.
words, it's an execution and the multiplication of that effort night after night doing what you say you're going to do. So that requires systems and accountability and oversight, and that's the structure that we bring to the table for them and train them on. And of course, they're training the employees, what they do.
That's terrific. You have this appreciation for franchising, you were saying, Todd. You know, and the majority of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of them know that they want to get into franchising, but we find that, you know, and you know this because there's so much out there today that they just simply don't know where to begin. From doing this such a long time now, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Well, I would absolutely do your homework. I wouldn't mm-hmm. believe everything you hear. I would.
That's true.
In other words, I would. You think about what is it that you really want to do, and
right.
why not choose some sort of a business opportunity that's something you believe you will enjoy, or that it will help you achieve your dream and objective so much that it will provide you the opportunity to do what you enjoy, and then do your research on the franchisor, and call other
yeah.
franchisees and
mm-hmm.
search it. You know, put the franchisor name in Google and followed by the word complaint and see what comes up. And,
that's
and
interesting.
Let's just, so I would encourage you to research, and then build a great relationship with the franchisor. Ask questions. And any good franchisor are going to be delighted when you call often asking questions, because they want you to be
right.
the best you can be. Because the more successful you are as a franchisee, the more successful we are as a franchisor.
It's great in franchising too, cause, and again, you know this, Todd, you know, is in franchising, I mean, you know, in again, doing, you know, 500 plus shows, you know, we have a lot of franchises on our show that are simply, I mean, they're very expensive, some of them, to get into, you know, $500,000, $1 million, you know. It's nice to have, you know, we have a lot of listeners that are saying, you know, look, we're not even close to being in that range. And it's nice to have that industry, the industry that you're in, where you really could get into it without really breaking the bank, couldn't you?
Yeah, so we look for people who can pay the franchise fee, which is $35,000, and then have $50,000 available in working capital
That's
to fund the growth. So really a good number is we'd love to see somebody have $100,000 available to them, but you know, $85,000 and up, they can do this. And then, of course, we have the systems to teach them how to start building quickly as possible. We have a fast-track program. I mean, it's pretty comprehensive. We've got an incredible corporate staff here, and they just pour themselves into the franchisees because we know how important it is for them to get to a fast start so they get the money coming in as quick as possible.
That's terrific. As a president, I could ask you, you know, the next question. I mean, where do you see Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services in the future, Todd? I mean, if you could look into a crystal ball maybe 3 to 5 years down the road, I mean, again, you've been doing this a long time now. Where do you see the organization 3 to 5 years down the road?
Yeah, well, 3 to 5 years, we definitely want to continue to be leaders in our industry. And we want our vision is for our franchisees to achieve their vision, their dreams. And so we every year are doing a better job of helping them define that. And then laying out a critical path on how to achieve it. So in the next 3 to 5 years, we're also, and it started last year, putting more and more focus on how do we do these things without a sacrifice to quality of life and life balance and without increasing your stress load. In fact, we've got a whole system, a whole approach now to teach our franchisees how do you grow a business and reduce your stress load. Because the business should exist to help us get where we want to go personally. It shouldn't exist to control us or stress us out. It should be a tool, right? And I mean, we start businesses because we have some sort of a personal thing we're trying to accomplish. So we're really spending more and more time on that because, you know, our goal is for our franchise – this is my BHAG, Marty – is for our franchisees to be the happiest people on the face of the earth. What has to happen?
That's great.
Well, one, we need to tackle issues of stress that's prevalent in everyone's life. And we need to help them clearly define their dream, which then will become a vision, and put them on a pace to achieve that using our system. And our goal, by the way, Marty, just we are going to – see, we're growing at an incredible pace right now. And in 3 to 5 years – so by year 2022, we're planning to triple in size. That's what our business plan calls for. So, and if we continue the growth pace we're on now, we'll do that.
That's terrific. I mean, what you just said there, Todd, you know, is, you know, talking about the importance of life balance for your franchisees, you know, because I think, and you're right about this, and you know this, you know, a lot of times people do get into franchising because they want to get away from that stress. They want to spend more time with their family. And sometimes the opposite happens is they get into a franchise opportunity where they're even working more hours, aren't they? You know, and, you know, this is an important part of the process too, is, you know, asking those deep rooted questions to say, you know, why am I doing this? You know, is I want to spend more time with my family. You know, I want more balance in my life. And sometimes people don't get that in franchising. So I think that's very important. What you just said is the significance of life balance.
Yeah. And, you know, and also knowing what they're getting themselves into. I mean, the first couple of years, they may not have as much life balance, but it is a marathon, not a sprint. So, they have to realize that this is part of achieving an ultimate result. I mean, you don't want to spin your wheels for nothing. So part of that grind when you start, if they know what to expect, which we teach before they ever sign, and then they anticipate that and prepared for it, they're just mapping their way through. It's part of a roadmap. And when you know your own pace to achieve it and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, then even being in the grind doesn't have to be stressful. It's part of the process of growing a business.
Exactly. That's terrific. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services franchise and, of course, even the service itself, Todd? Is there any websites that you'd like them to go to or take a look at?
Absolutely. Well, our franchise website is OfficePrideFranchise.com, and there's a ton of information on there, a lot of videos. The customer site is OfficePride.com. But,
okay.
We'd love for you to visit us there, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, Marty.
This has been my pleasure, Todd, and God bless you, and thanks for doing this, and again, I think this is great, this is again, something very different that we've had on the show, I really loved, your core values and things like that, and I think that's so important in business today, which is why I was really looking forward to, having you on the show, and I'd already like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow, Todd, because I think your franchise opportunity is fantastic.
Hey, I really appreciate it, and I'd love to be back anytime.
It's been my pleasure, Todd, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, Reach podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. Well, one of the shows I strongly recommend listening to if you're an aspiring entrepreneur is Stop Riding the Pine. And the show is hosted by Jamie Jay, and Jamie is an amazing interviewer. He speaks with entrepreneurs on a variety of topics, and I had the pleasure of appearing on Stop Riding the Pine, and one of the topics that Jamie and I were focusing on were key elements to successful franchising. So this particular clip of Great Quote in Franchising, we're going to call this There's No Creativity in Franchising, and we're going to explain why.
What do I want this franchise to do for me? Why are you considering getting into franchising? Because, a lot of times people that get into franchising, Jamie, I think probably should not get into franchising. They'll go into it for the wrong reasons. Well, they'll see the success of one franchise and they'll say, God, I wish I owned one of these. But
right.
That doesn't mean that they should necessarily buy into a Dunkin' Donuts franchise. And sometimes they go into the wrong franchise opportunity. So they might be suited for a franchise, but they're getting into the wrong franchise, So I think you really have to be open, to all the different categories that are out there. Again, going deep within yourself and asking yourself, what do I want this franchise to do for me? If you don't want to work on weekends, you know, then, you know, don't get into, you know, one of these like children franchises where they're real busy on Saturdays or Sundays, you know. So you have to say, you know, what do I want it to do for me? You know, and you ask yourself those deep, those deep-rooted questions.
Perfect. Perfect. I think that's huge. It's very important for people to not jump into something.
Absolutely, because it's expensive too, Jamie. I mean, a lot of times, you know, you're signing a 10-year contract, you know, which mm-hmm. is 10 years of your life. You know, it's a long time, isn't it? I mean, it's
oh my gosh.
Like to the sanctity of marriage, you know. But
right.
sometimes it goes further than that, you know. I mean, having that 10-year commitment, you know. So it is a very big commitment financially. It's a big commitment. I think you have to have the support from your family, you know, whether it's your wife and your children, because the first year, typically, from what I've learned in doing this show such a long time now, is it takes a long time to get it off the ground. Even if it is a Subway franchise or, you know, a very recognizable brand name, you're still going to be putting a lot of work into it, you know. So
right.
you might be missing that time from your family. And you know, sometimes people get into franchising for the wrong reasons as well. Maybe they'll have a bad day at work, you know, and they say, oh, I hate my boss, you know.
I'm out of here.
I want to be my own boss, you know. And, you know, again, franchising may not be the best alternative for that type of person. You know, there's so many different types of levels of entrepreneurship. You know, franchising is just one. I mean, you could just initially start your own business where you get to be the creator. You know, there's no, I hate to say this, but there's no creativity in franchising sometimes. You know, I mean, you have to follow somebody else's creation, and that's okay for some people. You know, for me it wouldn't be, you know, be and I assume in getting to know you over time, you know, you might have trouble with that as well, because again, you like to create, you know.
I couldn't get outside of the structure, but I understand why that would be a good thing, because
exactly
okay, they've been there, they've done that. You won't make the same mistakes that the original franchisor made, because they found the solutions along the way, and that's part of the attraction for franchise.
Exactly. I published, it sounds like I'm bragging, Jamie, but I just got one of a paper published in
you deserve it.
A journal.
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Jamie J of Stop Riding the Pine, all you have to do is go to stopridingthepine.com, and you can hear the whole podcast. And lastly, we just want to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big success. It's hard to imagine that we've been doing it now 10 years ago. It was one of the things I was talking about with Jamie on the show, is the longevity of the show. Is, you know, what started out to be a 1 month project turned out to be 10 years. So I just want to thank everyone for listening to the podcast and making it such a success. So thanks, everyone. We'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.